Today on R&IB Connect Video, we're talking Bookshare, and I'm joined by Robert Wan, who's the Customer Experience Manager at the Macleay Library of Queen's University in Belfast. First of all, tell us about yourself and what's your role at the library?
So I'm based at Queen's University in our main library, the Macleay Library, and my role is Customer Experience Manager. So it's sort of welcoming all our new students and all those that use the library both in person and online.
So you're used to students with low or no vision using the library.
Yes, we've sort of about 25,000 students, and amongst those would be students with a range of different disabilities, and that includes those with sort of visual support requirements.
So how do you make it easy to use and accessible for everyone?
Well, really, one of the key ways we do that is through use of the RNIB Bookshare scheme. So this allows students to be able to access key readings and so on, core texts for their different courses in a format that suits them. So there will be some students, for example, that would have screen readers and so on and need to have the text in a way that works with them. So setting them up with that RNIB account is one way that we can help and support them.
So, say a student comes to you for the first time, what would they do?
Well, normally a student would be referred to me through one of the university disability officers, so they would have carried out sort of a needs assessment and see what support that they might require. And then in most cases, I would have a one-to-one induction sort of meeting with them. So that would be a general talk about their subject and their needs and requirements. It might include a tour of the library building and sort of pointing out key things that they're going to require. And then looking at the resources that the library can provide to them and how they might best access them. So those may be visual requirements. That would be looking at the RNIB Bookshare platform and how they might navigate that and find the material that their lecturers have put on the reading list, and also then to maybe be able to find some additional reading themselves to carry out that sort of independent learning as well.
Now, it may be a bit overwhelming to start with, but once they get used to it, is it quite easy?
Yeah, as I say, a lot of them there would be the one-to-one session, but for some, they just get set up and you would email them the details, and they can work just as well in that format in many cases. It's a very intuitive system in terms of being able to find the resources using the title of the author, or if the ISBN of a specific book, or finding the edition that you want. The feedback's always really positive. From the students in terms of that ease of use, definitely.
Now, we are speaking on RNIB Connect Radio, and we have talked about students with low and no vision, but that's not the only people who can use Bookshare because it's there for anyone, for whatever reason, doesn't have a relationship with print. So, have you supported any students with, say, dyslexia?
Dyslexia is probably one of the biggest number of students that we would have that would be referred through our accessible learning officers within the university. So definitely they would be one that would be able to make use of the scheme, and that they can again, get it in a format that works from them. They can get software then to read it out loud, and they're able to highlight it and navigate it and put it into a way that helps and supports them in their learning. And the feedback really is around how, it means that they're able to keep pace with their peers on the course, that they're not sort of, held back in, being able to access that reading material that's kind of from key textbooks for their subject.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, I think, is getting the material at the same time as everyone else. But what other sort of impact does RNIB Bookshare have on students?
I suppose it is back to that, being able to access the material at the same time as others means that they're able to fully participate within the course. If there's discussions and so on, they're prepared for that. If there are group tasks and so on, so that they can, they're not sort of a few, a week or two behind the rest of the students, that they can progress through the course at that same rate. And, that promotes, their connectedness with fellow students and with the course, and that sense of belonging and achievement that other students would be able to enjoy as well.
Is there any time when it gets really busy for yourself?
Well, the busiest time is probably, the start of the academic year. So students would be registering, enrolling and so on really from the summer months onwards, and that's always the busiest time. And Probably the earliest they're referred, the quicker we can get them set up and get those one-to-one meetings and so on in the diary in sort of maybe August, early September, so that they're really able to hit the ground running with the software and make best use of it.
We've discussed the difference it can make to students, but as an academic and someone who works possibly in a library or a school, would you recommend it to them?
We have some academics as well who, would have low or no vision or dyslexia and so on. And it's important that, they're able to make use of it as well. It can help them in, preparing for the classes that they're delivering or maybe research that they're working on and so on, that they can incorporate that into the work that they're doing face to face with the students in the lectures and the seminars and tutorials.
And if someone's listening who's responsible for some students, would you recommend it to them too?
Definitely, it's a great resource, particularly in the past. We would have had to liaise with individual publishers to try and get it maybe in an electronic format and so on with students, whereas a lot of that hard work is taken out because RNIB already have those partnerships in place, and it's quite easy to be able to get maybe additional books added to it, or for the smaller number that are separate, they have good contacts for who you actually need to speak to get access to material.
RNIB Bookshare, it's making sure everyone can access learning on equal terms. And Robert Juan, Customer Experience Manager at the Queen's University Belfast, thank you so much.
That's okay.